daddy hired him, he'd always hire him by the bunch to hoe cotton or corn or plow anything or pick cotton. And of all the singing, they'd do it. And I did love to hear him sing. Mm-hmm. And that song, I thought was, and it showed the young girls during the slavery time, you know, they were looked up to by the slaves and waited on. It was just, I think the part about it, though, that I thought was the prettiest was all those poor old slaves out there working in them long rows on that farm and hearing them sing. Well, then in that other one, So Red the Rose, no, Smiling Through. Judy Garland was young in them days, and she was dressed pretty, and she had a pretty voice. And I can remember so good her standing out there singing, "We're smiling through." And I just think to myself, oh, she's so pretty. They say her daughter sings pretty. I don't think I know her daughter.
Liza Minnelli?
Hmm?
Her name's Liza Minnelli.
Well, maybe that's...
She's got a good voice.
One thing, I don't look at the television a whole lot. And a lot of times when I am looking at it, I'm not paying enough of mind to know who's playing or who's singing or what about it, you know. And now Loree, she just goes on about that girl singing so pretty.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I tell you, a neighbor that I left here sing.
Who's that?
And that's old Charlie Pride.
Oh, yeah. You know, when I first... heard him on radio, I thought he was white.
I did too, he sings just like a white man.
Mm-hmm.
But he just goes through and sings. He don't tear it up. Do you know a lot of people? Now I know music. Me and my brothers always studied music. And in our days they had these wide organs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I played and led the singing. And my oldest brother stood there by my side and sung bass, and the next one stood on the other side and sung tenor, and I took the next one and learned him how to sing alto. And you have got to learn the notes and the sounds of them, or you can't sing that.
Mm-hmm.
But we would just play and sing our heads off now, sir. But they've got to where they tear the music up, so you know, and stop, and you don't know, and they don't sing it like it's wrote every time.
Have you ever heard of anything called sacred harp singing?
Yeah, I've been to sacred harp singing. Now I never did. I didn't know their notes. I never did learn them. What I sung with the Sacred Heart folks, I sung it by heart. I just learned the song. I could learn a tune and words too. I had my oldest brother, he just knew it backward and forward.
What's distinctive about Sacred Heart music? What makes it different?
Well, I don't know. It's a difference in their notes. And the note that we call T, they called it C. And where we had eight notes in a scale, they only had seven. There's one note missing there, I forgot which it is. And I never could see no, and where they would